The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7, episode 1779. Today, another interview from Star Wars Celebration Chicago, this time with Jason Fry, the author of many, many Star Wars fiction and nonfiction books. Here we go. Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Alan Voivod, and this is Star Wars 7x7. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode where I'm sharing my interview with Jason Fry, the author of many Star Wars books, as well as his own Jupiter Pirates series. So do check that out, too. And most recently, well, I'll let Jason tell you all the details about that, but I caught up with Jason at the DK Publishing booth, and this was after he'd been there for a signing, and I was coming back from a panel, and, you know, the whole celebration thing is, you know, really odd. Like, you know, you talk to the publicists, and you find out when various people are going to be in various places, and between that and the panel discussions where, you know, some major breaking news might be happening, like, you just try and shuffle all these things around and get as much done as you possibly can, so thankfully, by the time I got back to the DK publishing booth on the day that I interviewed Jason, he happened to be in the middle of another interview. And so thankfully that was perfect timing because it gave me a moment to catch my breath from dashing from where I'd been to where I needed to be and had a moment to settle myself and prepare. And so I asked Jason the one question interview question, which is, of course, when it comes to Star Wars, what do you know for sure? And additionally, because I've interviewed Jason a couple of times on the podcast, and this rather unusual tradition has begun in my conversations with him, so I've carried that one through as well. And if you're not familiar with it, well, you're about to find out. So after the commercial break, I will have my interview with Jason Fry for you. And before we do that, I will say, as we usually close out the episodes, that I'm, again, so grateful for you for joining me for this episode. And may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be. And stay tuned for my interview with Jason Fry after the break. Hey there. If you're enjoying all the coverage that I'm bringing you from Star Wars Celebration and what I do every single day for you at Star Wars 7x7, I hope you'll consider putting something in the tip jar at patreon.com/SW7X7. $1, $3.27, $5.01 or more. Honestly, every little bit helps, and every little bit is just as exciting as every other little bit. Please consider supporting me in the work of delivering Star Wars stories and interviews to you on a daily basis at patreon.com/SW7X7. All right, what's your name and what's your Star Wars claim to fame?
Hey, I'm Jason Fry. I have written as many Star Wars books as they will let me write. probably most recently, The Last Jedi novelization.
Excellent. I mean, yeah, I'm having this conversation with you like we've never had one before, but we have. And so, yeah. Continuing the tradition, Jason, what are you wearing?
I am wearing my weird, like, squishy kind of mom jeans that are really comfortable, and my saddle shoes, which are my claim to fame. I'm ugly, so I have to wear good shoes.
That's not true. You've got to stop that.
No, I am. But it's cool. I have good shoes. And I was wearing, actually, my Empire State red shirt with the Death Star on the... But I'm going to dinner, so I thought I better dress up and be a little fancy. And, of course, my badges and swag and flair and all that other good stuff.
You are in fine form. All right, so the big question I've got for you.
Yeah.
Jason, when it comes to Star Wars, what do you know for sure?
Ah, that's such a good question.
It's Oprah Winfrey's question. It's not mine. I can't take
it. Ah, well, Oprah's good at what she does. What do you know for sure? I think... And this I think, goes back to why do we love Star Wars? Why does it always work for us? I remember when I first saw A New Hope, I was 8 years old, which is the perfect age, and I was already wanted to be a writer. I wanted to tell stories, and Star Wars was this story that had all this action, it had all this excitement, it had all this cool stuff, but you knew it was about deeper things. You knew there were really kind of deep wellsprings underneath all that. Now, could I articulate all that as an 8-year-old? No. But, you know, 8-year-olds have heard a lot of stories, and I think we understand that even at that age on some really interesting level. So I just knew this resonated with me in an interesting way. So your question, in a way, is about that. And I guess for me it would be, you know, in any Star Wars story, you're going to take characters and you're going to put them through some really wrenching challenges, whether it's finding their place in rebellion, finding out their parentage, finding out their future, what their responsibilities are to the galaxy, etc. But so it's going to be wrenching, but ultimately it's going to wind up as a reaffirmation of friendship, of love, generosity, of heroism. And there can be a lot of paths to get to that point, but I feel like for me, a Star Wars story is always going to wind up there.
What a fantastic answer. Thank you very much.
I hope so.
Especially for not knowing where it was going to go when he started. So assuming that they do let you write more Star Wars stories, which of course they're going to do.
Hope so.
Where are people going to keep an eye on what you're up to online and find out what the next one's going to be?
I have a Tumblr called Jason Fry's Dorkery, where I will keep people informed of what I'm doing, what I'm writing, etc. And you can also follow me on Twitter as Jason C. Fry.
Excellent. Jason, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
This podcast is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox. It is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other related Star Wars items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2019 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.